The rock band called Low formed in the mid-90s in Duluth, Minnesota, led by the husband and wife team of Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker. They've recorded for a number of small independent labels, and rock critic Ken Tucker says their newest release, Things We Lost in the Fire on the Cranky label, is one of their most compelling.
Sometimes it seems as if in the world of indie rock, everything's got to have a label, a genre to quantify a band's cult. In the case of Low's music, the group has been tagged with the term slowcore, that is, an opposite of hardcore, featuring low volume and slower melodies. The slowcore tag works only so far with Low. Like all good bands, their best music defies easy category. A ballad such as Laser Beam, for example, sung by drummer Mimi Parker, has a stark simplicity that almost recalls an old Appalachian folk ballad. I like the songs that are sung by Parker's husband, guitarist Alan Sparhawk, but I find Mimi Parker's vocals the most piercing. On the song Embrace, she voices the utter isolation of a lonely woman who hugs herself to feel human warmth and contact. Advancing from slowcore to majestic music, Sparhawk and Parker, along with bassist Zach Sally, build a number of songs on Things We Lost in the Fire around carefully harmonized vocals and pellucid guitar hooks that rarely lapse into merely languid melodies. Low occasionally grasps for a bigger, broader sound, letting the volume increase as the song's emotion warrants. The prime example of this is Dinosaur Act. Things We Lost in the Fire is the work of a band in such complete control of the mood it wants to create that its very rigorousness grants the music a kind of freedom. you get the feeling that, as lulling and lovely as much of this material is, it could fly off in any direction at any time. For all their murmured entreaties, Lowe knows what it wants and leads you through its collective subconscious like a wickedly intelligent tour guide.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Things We Lost in the Fire by Lowe.